Welcome to the Religion Unplugged podcast. I'm Matthew Peterson. Each week, we take a behind-the-scenes look at a topic in the news about the role of religion in public life to gather more insight and understanding on the stories being covered and the people who are covering them. Today on the podcast, Religion Unplugged's culture critic, Joseph Holmes, interviews Ashley Bratcher about her new Great American Pure Flix movie, Finding Faith. Let's listen in.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'm Joseph Holmes, culture critic with Religion Unplugged. And with me here today, I have Ashley Bratcher. You may know her from Unplanned 2019, Vindication 2019-2021, and Game Changer. She was born and raised in a small town in eastern North Carolina and began her acting career at the stage at the age of 16. She later attended Campbell University, where she graduated with honors. Then she briefly worked as a middle school teacher before she found success as a working actress. Ashley plays Victoria in Finding Faith, releasing on Great American Pure Flix on March 29th this year. By the time this is out, it will probably be out on Great American Pure Flix. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
So yeah, first of all, you know, you're here to promote Finding Faith. So tell us about that. What is that project?
Finding Faith is all about a woman named Victoria who is struggling with, I guess, a crisis of faith, honestly. And what's unique and interesting about her is she is a faith advice columnist. So meanwhile, while she's trying to guide people through their faith, she's struggling with her marriage, her family life, the loss of her mother, miscarriage, all kinds of things, and questioning why bad things happen. I think we've all asked that question before. And here she is asking all these questions while trying to guide other people through their faith journey. So that's an interesting twist on the movie. And it's all about, you know, hope, redemption, faith, and marriage.
I love that. I love that irony aspect to it. Again, I grew up, my dad was a pastor. And so I got to a front row seat of somebody who's helping to try to guide people in their faith journeys, who has his own struggles because he's a human. And so I think that's, you know, if there's a value in the faith-based sort of space, it's to be able to tell the real lives of people who actually have faith and how they, what the stories they tell about themselves with their faith. And so I love stories that are about irony of that, those that feel authentic in that way. You've been kind of a part of the faith-based sort of industry, as it were, as it is talked about for a little while now. I would ask, what attracts you to this industry and this genre, and why was like Great American Pure Flix like a great place to be to working on a movie like this?
I care very much about people, just in general. I care very much that people know their worth in Christ, that they are loved, and that there is hope, because there's been a lot of times in my own life where I feel like I've hit rock bottom and I've had those exact same questions. This was the first movie I'd done in a couple of years, and when it came across my desk, I was immediately drawn to it because I could identify. And I really prefer telling stories that are vulnerable and not as easy sometimes to watch. They're not the kind of movies where everything's perfect, because that's not life, right? I prefer to tell stories of redemption, whatever that looks like. And that just happens to be where I have worked with Pure Flix and Great American the most. I mean, if you look at my body of works, it's a little different than most of your traditional Christian films, really. And I've enjoyed being able to do that.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. Again, you know, the kind of secular world tends to ask hard questions, but kind of say, well, we can't talk about the faith angle of it. Although most people, that's a huge part of the difficult parts of their journey, and a lot of the faith-based space doesn't want to ask quite as hard questions as all that. So yeah, you definitely, again, with Unplanned, you know, you're talking about very dark subject matter and storytelling, one of the first R-rated films within the faith-based space. And also with Vindication, like, you know, another thriller things. Why do you think the kind of, you know, talk more about why that kind of telling stories that are darker in that way while also being ones that kind of have that hope and redemption matter so much?
Well, I have friends who have all sorts of different beliefs that range across the spectrum. And being able to have conversations that are hard, like you said, people ask hard questions, and being able to have a real, authentic answer can change people's lives. And my goal is ultimately to lead people to Christ, but not to preach at them. You know, my goal is to say, here's what God has done in my life. Here's what God has done in other people's lives. Look at the Bible. The Bible is full of stories who were about people who were just a complete mess, and God transformed their life, and then he used them. And I think it's important for everyone to know that. And Jesus was, no one can say that Jesus was a bad example, right? Like when you talk about Jesus, whether someone's a believer or not, and you exemplify living life like Jesus and loving people like Jesus, no one can argue with that.
No.
That's one of my favorite things to bring into conversations too, is walking in the fruit of the Spirit. You know, like no matter what situation you're in, if you can find one of the fruit of the Spirit to react with, you're going to be okay. And that's something I love about these kinds of movies. The story Finding Faith has been an excellent way for me to start a lot of conversations recently, because I have friends who don't know what they believe, who are like, you know, why do bad things happen?
Right.
Why does God let bad things happen? And that is the ultimate existential question, right? Yeah. Like if God is good, why do bad things happen? But it goes down to the core of it, where it's like, if you are seeking, this is the key part a lot of people forget. If you are seeking God and you are seeking God's will, then he has the ability to work all things for your good, whatever that tragedy looks like. And people often forget that we have free will. We all have free will. God didn't make us into puppets. So sometimes we are unfortunately the victim of other people's free will.
Yeah.
And that kind of happens here throughout the story as well.
That's really a good point. I think what you find sort of secular spaces is that they don't have a problem with why bad things happen, because it's, well, just bad things happen, you know, but they don't have a story to tell about it, which is why, you know, rates of depression and anxiety are so much higher in the secular space than the religious space. But for the religious person, they have to answer the question, okay, if there is a good God, if there is meaningfulness, mm-hmm. then why do the bad things happen, and come up with a story that's me. And that's why, again, there's so much potential within religious stories to wrestle with these things in a very specific way. Now, I did want to ask, because it's funny. This is the movie that Great American Pure Flix decided to come out on Easter weekend, you know, Good Friday. And so I would say, you know, why do you think that this is a good story on Easter weekend? Obviously, this episode is going to come out after this, but for people, you know, why is this perfect for Easter watching?
I mean, I was a little surprised too. I was like, oh, we're the one? Okay. But when you think about it, this is a story of redemption and reconnecting with faith. Victoria feels very lost. Her life is falling apart. And it is about the hope that we find in Jesus Christ. And that's what Easter is all about. My goodness. I mean, Jesus sacrificed himself for our sins. And there's so much hope in knowing that God loves us that deeply. But I think it makes perfect sense. And then marriage is supposed to be one of the ultimate examples of loving someone like Christ. So here we go back to that theme in the movie. There's a lot of things that I think all work together. There's a young boy in the movie who is finding his faith and gets baptized and gives his life to Christ ultimately. So it makes sense now, you know, in the moment when I got told, I was like, wait, what? But then I'm super honored, because it makes sense. But I think it makes sense on a very vulnerable, kind of authentic level that people can relate to in an everyday sense.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much again for talking with us today. Again, people can watch this Finding Faith at Great American Pure Flix. And of course, you can, so if you're not already subscribed, you can do the 1 week free trial to watch Finding Faith. And then obviously when you get there, you will see all the other great stuff and you'll want to keep stay subscribed.
Absolutely.
To watch. Yes.
So if you missed Easter weekend, go watch it now.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Ashley Bratcher. This has been a great pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Religion Unplugged podcast. All of our reporting is made possible and paid for directly by donors like you. In fact, we want to thank everyone who gave to Religion Unplugged at the end of the year as part of our Newsmatch campaign from the Institute of Nonprofit News. Thanks to you, we are able to match funds and raise more than $28,000 for editorial needs to pay our contributors for religion stories from around the globe that might otherwise go untold. Consider how you can join us year-round in our effort to increase religious literacy. Whether that's a small donation, signing up for our weekly newsletter, following us on X, Instagram, and Facebook, or sharing our work on your social media channels, we look forward to partnering with you.